A question for the city manager. You mentioned that the lawsuits were standing in the way of the right kind of public investments for the right kind of projects. Can you name some specific developers that have expressed an interest in the waterfront?
No, I can't name any specific developers that are interested in the waterfront. The plan speaks to a vibrant waterfront that really we think is good for Alexandria. A vibrant waterfront is important to the city, and it's about trying to do a couple of things. One, from a long-term perspective, take an underutilized asset and leverage it and so that it adds economic vitality and energy to the community. And that also helps us, frankly, provide services across the city to the extent we can balance out the property tax burden that's disproportionately residential right now and more commercial. We do better in providing services to the city. Those services on a commercial basis are frankly less expensive for us to provide also than it is a residential basis. So the waterfront recognizes it is an asset. And so the plan looks at a comprehensive way to leverage that asset that is both inviting and open to the public, but also balances that against a commercial opportunity.
You mentioned the right kind of projects earlier. I was just wondering if you are looking at any specific projects.
No, that comment was really in the context of saying we don't want a waterfront that's overdeveloped, that we want to have balance there, that we want to preserve and respect the character of its location in Old Town and the other uses that are in Old Town, residential, other retail uses. So this isn't sort of a project-specific issue for me. When I say the right kind of development, it's recognizing the historic and unique nature of the waterfront and its sort of intersection and congruency with the rest of Old Town.
So you're not looking at any specific projects or working with any specific developers right now?
I am not working with any specific developers. There's lots of interest being expressed, lots of people talking about doing deals. There's nothing that's on my table, that's in my pipeline, that addresses specific development, although there has been interest expressed, absolutely.
Does this timing have anything to do with the Washington Post putting the Robinson terminals on the market just 10 days ago?
No, it does not. This conversation actually started about how we might want to proceed and move beyond this litigation, how we might want to implement the zoning in the waterfront well before this announcement occurred with respect to the Robinson Terminal sites.
You mentioned there was interest expressed. Who expressed an interest?
Everyone knows, or not everyone, it is common knowledge that there is an hotel developer that's looking to develop a hotel at the waterfront. But that project hasn't been approved by me. It hasn't been endorsed by me or my staff. Certainly, they've had conversations with the city and planning staff about what's allowable, what it is they can do. And so we know that's out there. Residents know that's out there. That's not something that we're trying to hide or walk away from. But this is not driven towards one hotel.